Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, it's great to talk to you again.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about getting the state budget straightened out, particularly the revenue portion of the plan, getting the money together to actually pay for the state budget. The House worked this week really hard on it, and I understand that it paid off.
It did, Mike, and it was my bill. My bill became the fiscal code, House Bill 453, which was designed to force agencies that were audited to respond to the Auditor General within 120 business days. We got that done, so this became the fiscal code, and as we were debating it, a group of us, 16 to be exact, called the Budget Hawks, came up with a different alternative. We identified surplus funds that existed in the state, as well as a securitization of the tobacco funds, in order to be able to reconcile the budget, get it done, balance out the budget for the $1.5 billion overspend from last year, and then take care of the $700 million shortfall for this current year. I think one of the biggest concerns that we all became aware of in this Budget Hawk group was that the taxpayers could not afford to pay any more taxes. And the gross receipts tax that was proposed from the governor and the Senate was such a regressive tax, it just didn't make sense.
And of course, I guess the big surprise was that if you really look in all of the accounts, there really is a lot of taxpayer money that is already in the possession of the state.
Mike, one of the things that really almost offended me, and I don't use that word often as a retired Marine, but one of the things that offended me was that there's $12 billion of money that's sitting in these accounts. And much of it is earmarked already, and I get that. But we did an incredibly detailed analytics of it, and we found, without a tremendous amount of deep digging, $1.24 billion of surplus funds. And we used $630 million of them in the reconciliation process. What I think everybody should understand is with these funds that are being taken from this account, put in, not one program is affected. No appropriation has changed. All the tobacco programs that were done from the settlement fund are being funded. All of the environmental programs are being funded. The land preservation funds are being funded. What I think people should be holding the executive branch accountable to is when they've had programs denied over the past 2-3 years, that money was sitting there. Why was it denied? And I think we have a legitimate complaint as taxpayers to say the federal government, the state government, and everybody's been sitting on funds. In this case, our government, our state government, has sat on these funds. They've denied a lot of the requests we've had. And then what we're saying is we're going to make the state much more accountable for the near and dear tax dollars that they're taking from our citizens. So we're using them to solve the problems that we were sent here to solve.
So we have a no tax plan. I understand it's now going back over to the state Senate.
It's back in the Senate. I've already started with a group of the 16 of us and the leadership team. And I thank quite candidly the Speaker of the House and Dave Reed, the majority leader, and the appropriations chair, Sam Saylor, for the willingness to work with us on this. And they're meeting on Monday, and we've been talking, our Budget Hawk groups, with many of the senators to explain the plan so that they could see there's no impact on programs. So we're hoping that we'll hear something from the Senate on Monday. I suspect they'll have some changes, and then we'll get that and hopefully get through the Senate, back through the House, and then on to the governor for his signature or perhaps his inaction, and hopefully not his veto.
Well, it certainly sounds like great news for Pennsylvania taxpayers. Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.